You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
What up, this is DJ Sentry.
And I am the homie Casual.
And we are the host of the Hood Diner Podcast.
Day-by-day.
You are listening to HTN Nas, the hashtag no offense show. That is Big Chris and the beautiful Duchess herself, the Wetskis. Yeah, man. Tampa, Florida, man. What up to fucking the Bucks? They're going to the Super Bowl and shit. And yeah, man.
Only on the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Yeah, boy.
Order up. Order up.
I don't like your T-Series. Nothing personal, kid. But I must go all out. Just this once.
Bob's or Vagana, whichever will it be. Set the fuck down, T-Series. I'm here to spill the real tea. You're trying to dethrone me from spot on number one. But you India, you lose. So best think you haven't won. When I'm through with you, we're gonna be completely fucking done. Cause we only just begun.
I like that shirt.
Here, let me serve you bitch lasagna. Bitch lasagna. Bitch
that's
lasagna.
The hook?
Yeah. But a bitch lasagna. Bitch lasagna. Bitch lasagna.
Alright, welcome back to the Hashtag No Offense Show. My name is Chris, joined by the lovely Duchess, as always. Episode 164, htnos.com, htnos on the socials. Young lady, can you explain what we're watching and why you recommended that we start on this show?
I was listening to Logan's playlist on Spotify, because he has some good stuff on there. So
Logan, our 11-year-old.
Yes. So I'm just listening through, and then this comes up, and it says bitch lasagna on it. So I had to fucking listen to it, because who does that? And I was like, you know what?
Yeah, and then, like, I just pulled the video up, so you hadn't seen the visuals. You just heard the audio, which,
yeah.
It's, I don't know, it's slightly jarring to see that your 11-year-old has a song called Bitch Lasagna on his playlist, but, I mean, I guess he's getting to that age, you know?
Yeah, that's why I didn't throw a fit about it. Apparently, I mean, we're realists. We don't really shelter them from a lot. He knows what curse words are. We've been using them since he was born.
Dog, he came in here last night. I was sitting here playing Rocket League with Tampa Two Rings and Nicholas Smickless. Yes, DJ, he's a real person. And we were playing Xbox, and he came and he sat down, and we were in a tournament, and it was like I was concentrating on what I was doing, and I went to say, motherfucker, and I looked over at him, and I was like, can you please leave because I'd like to curse? And he looked at me and goes, doesn't bother me. And I was like, I know it doesn't bother you, but at least let me try to act like I'm your father.
Right. I don't think my parents rarely cursed. Like we really didn't hear them swear a lot. Or ever. I don't know. When we got older, we did. But when we were younger, we did not.
Yeah, your mom has one of the best impressions that you and I both do of your mom is the fuck you. She throws up that like crooked ass like gangster fucking middle finger. Yeah, she cocks that shit to the side because that's the kill shot.
God, no, turned it sideways. Kill shot. That's a kill shot.
That's only when she's talking to my brother.
Fuck you. Take the trash out, bitch. That's a great song. Not. It's actually, and I just did not. Who did that for since 1994, dude?
All right, Wayne.
Not. Fuck. It's a Saturday morning, and I'm trying to get my bearings. What time? We are 9:30 on Saturday morning.
Drinking coffee instead of waking beer
up,
this morning.
Yeah, waking up, getting right. It's Super Bowl weekend, y'all. It's Super Bowl weekend in Tampa, and I'm on vacation next week, so we're going to do this up right. We're going to do some shit, but we got to come in, and we got to bust out an episode for y'all.
Yeah, we have meetings on Wednesdays, and one of the owners of the company was like, all right, y'all, on Monday, I don't want to hear no brown neck bottle flu or brown bottle flu or whatever coming in. Y'all need to come to work on Monday.
Or think ahead and 2 weeks prior, take a week of vacation like
that
me.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I told Riley this and he laughed at me, but in the back of my mind, I was like, okay, I know no one's coming. because we originally had planned for the circle to come for the Super Bowl, and I know no one's coming.
I'm very disappointed because you've flown up there how many times?
Well, and they would have come. Trust, they would have come.
Why aren't they coming?
Because it's all the fucking restrictions and shit, you know, like vaccine and whatnot.
You have to have a vaccine now?
I think it's getting sketch. Oh. I think when I went to New Hampshire last month, I think it was like when I went to New Jersey in February the year prior, where like I got in at the very last second before shit got complicated.
Mm.
So,
I'm still bummed about it.
I'm bummed about it too, but in the back of my mind, this is what I'm saying. I took that week of vacation because I was like, okay, Adam just came up and didn't tell Riley. He surprised them. The Bobbies drove up, didn't tell anyone. Mikey flew out to surprise them. I'm like, who fucking knows? It could be Saturday afternoon and they can all just show up in a goddamn stretch party bus in front of the house and be like, Inner Circle, bitch, what? O's up. It's time to fucking turn up. And we just get wild and fucking go crazy for the rest of the day. So, I mean, that could literally be in 2 hours. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
I don't think it's going to happen, but at least I got the week.
Mikey has family over there. So he's not going to fly over here for us.
I tell you what, Mikey was the only one. Mikey was the only one that was like, even just like as soon as a few weeks ago, was like, hey, so like I'm still down if you're still down. I think it'll just be me and you sitting here on the couch.
Right.
I don't know.
With our children.
Adam's back to work now, and like they're forcing quarantine. Like if he travels, he's got to stay out of work for 10 days and shit. So yeah, it's a whole thing. Because Lauren was actually pushing him to come, you know, just at least for the weekend or whatever. And he's like, I can't.
Lauren's not his girlfriend's name, is it?
Yeah.
That's Riley's.
Shout out Loba Fett. No, they both got Lauren's.
Oh, no. What are the odds?
Very good when you idolize the young man known as Adam Simmons.
I guess so.
Or former idol. I don't know. They fell off. There was a rift.
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
They'll be fine.
Like all...
Papa Bear and Baby Bear will get together again.
Like all masters and proteges. I mean, like, fucking look at Luke and goddamn fucking Darth Vader and shit. Well, they were never fucking... I don't know. I'm out of sorts.
I thought you were gonna say... Johnny and Danny, whatever.
You know, it's been weeks since we finished Cobra Kai. We haven't talked about it, and I wanted to talk about it last week, and DJ told me that they hadn't watched it yet. So I was like, well, motherfucker. So I had this whole thing. I was going to ask him, when was the last time you got into a fight? Did you get picked on in high school? I had this whole fucking line of questioning, and he's like, I haven't seen it yet. And not the new season. He ain't seen any of it.
How do you not watch that? Maybe he just didn't like Karate Kid.
I listened to him, their newest episode that dropped after they were on with us, and he said they started it. And they're on like the third or fourth episode, and they're enjoying it. He's like, I can see the appeal.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a fucking great show. Maybe we'll talk about it in a little bit.
Maybe.
Drink
some more of that coffee.
I tried to word, and my throat said, fuck you.
That's why I got you some water, too.
Hashtag No Offense Show is sponsored by Hemp Bomb CBD. Hemp Bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits of Hemp Bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of different products, including oils, gummy suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. Use code HTNOS, that's HTNOS at HempBombs.com. Save 20% and get fucking relaxed. Get feeling good. Well, I'll put stuff we both need to see up there. You don't need to see my scripts.
I know, but that way you're gonna.
Nah, it's good. Okay. It's good. I'm working. Where Dutch bought a projector for our backyard because we've been doing campfires. So she was like, "We have panels of our screened in lanai where the hot tub and things in are." And she was like, "Maybe we could just put a screen up there. So then when we're chilling by the fire, the kids could be watching TV, or you could throw the game up or something."
Right, like because sometimes you like to smoke cigars. So I was thinking, like sometimes, like if you don't want to throw the hockey game on out there, then you can sit out there. Hold on a sec.
Yeah, it's Saturday morning, y'all. It's crazy.
Hey! Please be quiet!
Or there will be hell to pay!
We're trying to do the show.
Mom, I need your help.
No, you don't.
You can get both of our help in 90 minutes.
The next time you're gonna get a shut the fuck up.
So we got this projector for the outside, and it also came or not came with, but we purchased a projector stand.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think we'll have a table or anything to put it up to make it, because the screen's big. It's like 180 inches. So yeah, I figured we'd just get something that covered the pool cage. So sometimes you could throw the game out there because you can just plug your phone in or whatever, and it takes up almost the whole screen. I don't know. I was like, well, I probably should get a stand. I just bought stuff after the fact. I'm like, I probably need a carrying case. I probably need the stand. So I was like, well, maybe he could use it for his computer.
Yeah, it gets it off the table. Like, that's been the whole idea since we built this studio, is that I wanted to have less clutter on the table and have it be as least invasive in the conversation as it can be.
Right.
And it just, the setup and the way it is, it just, I mean, it can't be that way, you know? So this gets it off the table and I can actually see your beautiful face and everything. So I'm getting used to it.
It's pretty early. You're very kind.
It's, yeah, that's my nature.
That is true.
So I forget where I was even going with that. I don't know why you even brought it up, but
I didn't expect us to have a conversation about it. I was just saying, why don't you put that up there so you don't have to turn your head.
Yes. Thank you. That's what brought this. So yeah, my producer shit, my dick wolf shit can be down here and then I'll throw everything else up there. Cause you don't need to see that shit. You don't need to see Audacity going and whatnot. You know, that's peek behind the curtain, whatever.
All right, wizard.
So, but I told you it was kind of weird that you bought a projector like that because dude at work bought a projector and they're having like a fucking outdoor Super Bowl block party at his house. Like they're putting the game on the garage door and shit and like everyone's going to be outside. So like, you know, because, you know, COVID and whatnot, they're going to be, you know, social outdoor air, clean air or whatever.
Yeah, I wanted to have a party and you're like, nobody will come.
I didn't think anybody would. So
that's why I let one of the guys at work borrow it. So I'm interested to hear how it went. Because I let him have one of our speakers, too.
Yeah, I know.
To hook it up.
I want to look for it.
Well, you can use mine.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, all right. Why? Because it's teal?
I want to use mine.
Because it's teal?
Because it's mine. Mm-mm. No, it's mine.
I bought that for you.
I know what you did. But once you transfer the funds and you transfer the item, it doesn't, you lose all attachment to it. It becomes the person's. It doesn't matter.
It's ours.
Excuse the fuck me?
All right, Riley.
Hemp pumps. God.
It's done. We're all right. Too much coffee? I made it like extra strong and I put some vanilla extract in it. Well,
that's how I like it. I like it extra strong. Actually, you know what? Speaking of coffee and speaking of the studio, I want to do some upgrades in here. And I know that I've already spoke to you about the couch. I want to throw a couch back there and fill this thing out. So like when I do late nights, I can even crash in here if I need to or whatever. And I just want to have like a chill vibe. Because when I sit in here and watch TV, I sit in my office chair, you know, and try to put my feet up and it's uncomfortable, whatever. I want to throw that couch back there. But now I also would like to get... I'm seeing our son's mini fridge that he got for Christmas, and I'm wanting to put one of those in here too, and I want to put a coffee maker in here so that like it's all inclusive, like everything is right fucking here. We could do the coffee maker, we could have all the like the fixins and shit, the fixins. We could have them down in the fucking what do you call them, the refrigerator. Be all inclusive, and then if somebody does need to crash out here, they can sleep on the fucking couch. They got refrigerator, they got my Xbox Series X, they got the 65-inch TV on the wall. I mean, it's like it's a fucking great studio setup. I mean,
no, I 100% agree with you, and I've told you you could take that couch, but we need to find something else to fill the void. Unless we just use the chairs out there for a while, I could order a second one.
We can figure that out. We can figure that out. You know what the fucking problem is? Our goddamn sign's not on. So I mean, are we even really even doing a show because the goddamn light's not on?
Roll over there and fucking turn it off.
I went to do it again. We are not the Hemp Bombs show. Hashtag you know no what, offense. Though? What?
If we do all that stuff, then my workstation's gone.
Well, technically, that wasn't supposed to be your workstation. That was supposed to be where I edit podcasts, and it didn't work out that way. And then when you had to work from home, just kind of made a knifed a little spot out there for you.
Fuck me then.
That's not supposed to be your workstation. It just is.
All right. Next.
I take that back. I love it ever since you've come in here and you made that corner your own.
No, you don't. Shut up.
I don't. I really don't. Not at all.
Just keep shitting on my chest. It's all right.
I'm not going to roll around in it. What? Cleveland Steamer.
Okay.
Shitting on chitlins. Hashtag no offense. I did it. Yeah, I did it right that time. Hashtag no offense show is also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization. Through a wide array of products and supplements, Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. Alpha Brain for your brain, New Mood for your mood. Fucking shroom tech if you work out, gives you that extra juice. We got the gut health. I tried it last week. I took one of your packets. It because I had some big dinners and I wanted some help from Onnit, and it worked great.
Yeah, it doesn't make you crampy or nothing. It just cleans you out.
It was it didn't even do that. It made me comfortable. Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a bathroom emergency or anything.
That's what I mean. Like you don't have to worry about that because a lot of times when you're taking stuff to like do your gut, it makes you cramp, it makes you like uncomfortable, makes you know, and this stuff doesn't do that. It's great.
The Total Human Optimization trial, the 7-day free trial is back in stock, I believe. So if you would like to try that, I've referenced that before. You get a daytime and a nighttime stack. The daytime is like the universe shot a lightning bolt right into your veins, because like I haven't felt as good as I felt on the daytime. So I mean, I'd like to try it myself just so I can see what the nighttime entails. Maybe sure. Get some better sleeps and, you know, get everything back to optimal. So okay. Go to onnit.com. That's onnit.com. Use code HTNOS. Save 10% on whatever you choose to make yourself a better version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, songs. I sent it to you. Did you listen to it? The best song in the world.
The Jesus song?
Yes.
I did.
Did you listen to it?
I listened to a little bit of it. I can't remember what it sounds
legit,
like.
It's legit only 2 minutes. So if you listen to a little bit of it, you didn't.
You know,
you didn't.
It's hard for me to listen to stuff at work because, you know, when you call me and I'm talking to you on the phone.
I fucking hate it.
You know, I have to always turn around and talk to somebody because they're always asking questions.
I'm going to pull it up for you anyway because you got to see the video. Now, we talked about this on SamPC. I was a guest with Adam and Bobby last week, and we went into it there. But, I mean, you got to see this. You got to. It's my new favorite song.
Okay. It's the first one that you sent me.
Yeah, no, I'm looking for the music video.
Oh. It's not those two idiots?
That's the breakdown. Delvin actually sent that to our chat, and he breaks down the verses, and it's like 10 minutes, and it's great. It's well worth the watch.
Hey, 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 you better praise God, or I'm a shooting, that's on God. I ain't playing by my Lord and Savior, I'm on my job. If you ain't a Christian, I'ma stab you in the face. If it ain't about Jesus, I'ma hit you with this cane.
Jesus is the one.
Hell yeah, praise Jesus Christ, nigga. Like free possessed. Palestine, free TK. It's the trap game, Abraham Lincoln, 416 bars ago. R.I.P. Betty White, she ain't dead before when she died, because I know it's coming up. Hey, little bitch, how you not gonna fuck on a real nigga? Yeah, I'm getting paid, still late on my bills,
look at
nigga.
Her in the back.
At my crib, I just let her charge the iPhone. Ask me if these diamonds now, bitch, she's a rhinestone. Armpit musty. Reebok dusty, my
Arm
show got canceled
musty.
Cause white folks don't trust me. Now I'm in the strip club with glue on the bottom of my shoe, nigga. That's how I'm do. Hey, I'm stealing money from these bitches. She's getting lit year round like
she
it's Christmas.
No,
I got addictions. I take the condom off and drug my nut, it's delicious. I wanna get a whip and crash it in the white on businesses.
Oh.
Hey, no, hold on, I got this hook. Hey, 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 hey. I'ma dip my balls into some $1,000 dressing. Cause
why?
I got depression.
Oh.
I'ma avoid my taxes and I'ma get arrested. Cause I got depression. I'ma rob my mama and I'ma spend the money on an old Chevy. Cause I got depression.
You know why?
Everybody know, nigga. You need to learn your fucking lesson. Nigga,
I got
depression. Hey, shout out mental illness.
Shout out mental illness.
Shout out mental illness. Dude, if you got a mental illness, like, fucking turn up, dude. Like, seriously, dude. Like, whatever the fuck you got going on, dude, fucking, you're medicated, you're not medicated, dude. Like, seriously, fucking, bro, I put my dick in a bag of Doritos and made this nigga bitch suck the dust off the tip.
Oh, my, that's it?
That comes out of nowhere, dude. At the end, he's, like, breaking it down. He's like, I put my dick in a bag of Doritos.
You have the bitch suck the dust off the tip.
That's my new favorite song. Since Monday, when I listened to that on SamPC with Adam and Bobby, I have played that song no less than fucking 20 times. I have shared that song to everybody that I know. Everybody I know got that because I found it on Spotify. Mm-hmm. I was like, I sent it to you on Spotify. And I sent it to Adam. And I was like, how's my boy on Spotify? But you're not, because you cannot get Simmons and Moore on Spotify.
Oh, no.
And he was like, yeah, I know. That's 2021. Fuck my life.
Is that this guy's name? No Pause TV One?
No. That's how Adam found it. Adam was on Black Twitter and found it from Big Deej. I thought Big Deej was the guy. The guy is not actually Big Deej. He's some Atlanta comedian. I forgot his name. I had it on.
Yeah,
the,
that makes sense.
I had it on the fucking, what do you call, when I was on YouTube. But that 10-minute video about that with the dude, because what it was this guy, this comedian, went to this other guy's like video podcast, and he makes beats. He's like DJ something something. And the whole thing is like he interviews him, and then he makes like – they just like do like a thing. Like he just will start doing a beat, and the guy will rap, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like that's the whole show.
That's what came out.
And that's what came out. And
wow.
Like the guy who made the beat was sitting with him, and he was like – and then, I mean, like you just came in and – he just burned the fucking place down.
Yeah, right. That's amazing.
What are your thoughts on that video one and the song in and of itself? Because I think it's got a great message. It's, you know, like, it's shout out to mental illness. Yeah, I mean, like, you got to raise awareness because it's a real problem. Okay, and I mean, like, sometimes you got to put your dick in a bag of Doritos.
Never have to do that.
I dip my balls in Thousand Island dressing.
And I'm like, why? And then he goes, because I got to.
He spoke to you. He spoke to you. That was direct to you.
I loved the song. I live for that shit.
It's on my play. And then I found a playlist that someone made on Spotify with those types of songs. It was like underground fucking bangers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's top of the list. Rest of them disappointed because ain't nothing fucking stacking up to that.
I find some really great stuff on Spotify when you're just randomly listening to like whatever radio. That's how I find a lot of the stuff I listen to now.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've done the same. But that
was great.
Well, that's what you were talking about earlier before we were recording about mixtapes and shit. Like, that's how I used to introduce you to new music back in the day. I was your Spotify. And I was actually thinking about that when I was going through playlists the other day. I was kind of, like, depressed. Not depressed, because, I mean, like, shout out depression or whatever. But I was, like, just kind of bummed out because I'm like, that used to be, like, a whole ritual for me, man. Like, I would, because you didn't live with me at the time. Mm-hmm. And I would buy tapes. I'd buy blanks. And I'd sit at the dining room table with a stack of CDs and a fucking boombox and, like, go through them and arrange them and shit. Like, the whole fucking thing. And like, kids now, they don't even like know that process. And trust that making a fucking mix CD does not have the same effect.
No,
like, that ain't the same.
No, because you got to actually sit there and listen to the music.
Share my playlist. You can, I made you a playlist. Like, did you think that holds the same gravity, dude? Like, no. I used to handwrite fucking like track lists for you and shit and slip them into the goddamn tape thing and fucking put little hearts and shit on it.
The best was when a song ended and you had to flip the tape over and finish it.
I never did that. That's bad fucking quality.
Oh, somebody did.
That's just bad fucking quality, dude. You don't start a song on one. If you don't have enough room, you just leave that blank. That blank. Yeah, hell yeah. You leave that blank. Sorry, player.
Maybe and then, I made that one.
You probably did. Probably did, because you tried your hand at it and I was like,
I used to record songs off the radio.
Yeah.
And then you get to the point where you're like, oh, it's starting. And then it's a commercial and you're like, God damn it. You got to stop the tape and rewind it.
Or how about it's starting and then like it's going. Like, you got like a good 4 or 5 solid seconds of like the song. And then the DJ says something else. Like the DJ will be like, in 60 minutes commercial free. I'm blah, 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 blah. I'll be 96. And it's like, motherfucker, I'm already into this shit. I'm trying to get into this. But I was going to share that to Logan, but I think that's a little bit more advanced for his playlist. I don't know if he's ready for that one.
I don't think he should have anything with the N-word in it.
I mean, he listens to like rap music, so I mean, it's inevitable.
I don't know. Oh, maybe.
It's inevitable. He's gonna. I mean, it's part of the culture. He listens to it.
I guess so. You're right.
What was the first, like, when you were his age? What was the first bad, or not in quotes, like, bad shit that you listened to?
Probably Green Day.
Green Day wasn't bad.
Well, the one song talked about masturbation.
Oh.
I know.
It's getting warm in here.
Listen, that's what I mean. That was the first time that I heard a song on the radio that said something like that.
But because he legit says the word when masturbation's lost its thrill.
Lost its fun.
Uh-huh. And then it does the radio edit. Because you can't say you're fucking. Right. It's
crazy or whatever. And then I didn't know what that was when I was singing it. And my mom came in. She was like, don't think I didn't know what you said. And I'm like, I'm just singing a song. I had no idea.
Back off, bitch.
I had no idea what masturbation was. I was probably like 7.
When I was his age, I was 11, and I had just left my mom's house, and I switched schools, so I was actually staying with some people to go to a different school, and the girl was a year or 2 years older than me, so she was like 13, and I was 11, and she was dating this guy, and this motherfucker was a dickhead. His name was Carl. He used to drive over in his beat-up-ass fucking Caprice and shit, and he was, at the time, Snoop Dogg was just, like, becoming a thing, and I don't know if he thought he was White Snoop or whatever, but he would come over and it'd be like fucking summertime and he'd be wearing them long sleeve fucking thermals and shit like Dr. Dre or whatever, and he'd fucking come over and What's My Name was playing, and I was like, it was just such a fucking vibe, dude, like in the summertime to hear that like bumping as a kid, like the fucking bum 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 da bong, you know, like fucking it was, that was my first one, and I bought the single, you know how, because you could just go buy that one song on the tape for like $2 at the time or whatever, and it might have a couple like remixes and shit. That's what I did. That was my first one that was like a bad song. And then my mom was like, what the fuck are we even listening to?
I don't think I have anything like that because I never listened to rap music when I was younger.
The first album I ever bought with my own money was U2, The Joshua Tree, and I was like 8 years old.
My dad had that. Well, he said he had Auching Baby.
That's Octoon, motherfucker.
Whatever.
Who are you, Jason Almy?
Maybe.
Pronounce something else. Pronounce something else.
Fuck off.
Maybe we'll have some luncheon with a light panko breading.
And some charcoal cootery.
It's unfortunate that Jeff Bezos stepped down from Amazon. Who is he? Amazon?
Yeah, Bezos.
Yeah, Bezos. No, Jeff Bezos.
He's dumb.
I don't know. I mean, like, he could be the next Thanos and just snap his fingers and we'll all disappear.
I can't.
Well, I mean, it's just the nature of the universe. It's like yin and yang.
No. If I wanted to sit across from Almy, I would.
Would you? How would you make that happen?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Just talking shit.
So, Super Bowl, backyard. I know. I need to get your hot takes because I know you're a super sports fan. And
I like sports.
I gotta cut that.
I gotta cut that.
If Inner Circle Sports was still a show, I would use that as the promo with you just going, "I like sports," like Ron Burgundy who typed a question on Teleport. I like sports.
I don't, like I've said before, I don't know a lot about the rules and things. I know some stuff. I think I know enough to enjoy what I'm watching.
Well, you're the peripheral watcher. You're the one that tunes in for the fucking performances on the halftime and watches the commercials and all of that shit. And like the party, like you live for the party. We have mad Super Bowl squares this year. I can't remember a year when we ever had this many Super Bowl squares.
Because you got Super Bowl squares from...
I bought some from Mike. You bought some from work.
I bought mad squares at work. I got a $10 sheet and a $5 sheet. I won $200 last year.
The $5 sheet went quick, man. Mikey was like, I got $5 Super Bowl squares. Yo, who wants some? And it was like fucking...
Yeah, because some people buy 10 at a time.
$5 is like the thing. And then, but I think it was Mikey. It was Mikey. Somebody I was talking to, they said they wanted to do $20 squares. And then people were like...
That's a lot. Because you get $20 is a lot. A square. I mean, the payoff is good.
Fuck yeah, that's gambling.
Right. But that's why
I'm sorry. In my mind, I almost just said, that's gambling, bitch, but I wasn't trying to call you bitch. So, I mean.
I know you wouldn't have meant that at me.
I know, but I'm apologizing for my mind disrespect.
Up. No. So I got, I think, five $10 squares and then $5 squares. And I got some decent numbers. They're not, I got some shitty ones. But last year I won $200, so I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I think I won on a 0-3 square.
That's a good number. Mm-hmm. That's a good number.
But I don't think I have a 0-3 this year.
You got a 6-7, though.
I have a 6-7. I think I have a 1-3. I have a 9-4.
Mike ain't pulling his numbers till tomorrow morning. He said he's pulling them day of. And I was.
They have Mackenzie pull the numbers because she's unbiased.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because she's a hot girl. Parade her up there and pull some fucking numbers out and shit.
She doesn't buy squares or anything, so they have her pull the numbers out. But then she's like, so what do the numbers mean? She's like, that's low scoring. And I'm like, no, it's like the numbers at the end. Like
you should have asked her, well, what do you think that they mean? And so, like that's my favorite thing to do when like somebody doesn't understand something and you just throw it back to them and then you get to hear what is probably going to be comedic gold. Like, ask Bobby about Game of Thrones. What do you think? And he'll just be like, well, they was in the desert and there was a dragon and the fucking...
Right.
He fucked his sister and the Galgamites came. And still to this day, don't know who the fuck the Galgamites are. I don't even know where that came from.
Well, and then like a couple of other guys came through the role because Fowler's the one that does the squares, the guy that I lent the projector to.
Right.
He puts it together. So then they were talking about the squares or whatever. And then the other girl that sits behind me, she's like, well, how many points is a touchdown? I'm like, bitch, no.
How many points is a touchdown?
Yeah.
I mean, like, dude, even if you don't know sports, you know like that.
Right.
Dude, like our kid.
Don't try.
We go out to dinner last night and we pull into the restaurant and fucking our kid was like, ooh, yay, go Rays. And I was like, bitch, it's football season. Right. Fucking throw a home run.
Maybe they had something up where you get like a free something. I don't know. Because there was no reason for him to say yay anybody.
It said go Bucks on the marquee. And he said, yay, Rays. Oh. And I was like, yeah, throw a touchdown. Throw a home run. Fucking nerd.
Yeah, he's not sports.
You know what? It's weird, though, the older he gets, man, with, like, we were talking about the music, and then, like, last night he was in, a like, an Xbox chat with me and Two Rings and fucking Nick Smick, and we were, like, he was giving me stuff for Rocket League. It's just, it's so weird, because he's, like, a person now. He's not, like...
He's not a little kid.
He's not a little kid anymore, dude. He's got his own business in there, and, like, he's got better shit than I do. That's the whole reason why I went in there, and I'm like, damn, how'd you get that, motherfucker? And he's like, my friend gave it to me. And I was like, well, shit, ask your friend if your dad can have some. And then he got all this shit, and he came, he's like, Dad, are you ready for this? I'll do this exchange with you or whatever. And I was like, Haley, yeah, come on, motherfucker.
He's so funny. And then he's playing with his friend Doom of Earth in there. They're playing Stardew Valley. And he's like, Mom, check out this rare fish. And then Doom was messing up his fence. He's like,
is he Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
I caught you a delicious bass.
He's like, look at this fish. It's so big. And then Doom was messing up his fence. He's like, quit messing up my fence, retard.
He said that to me yesterday, too. And I was like, I just looked over. No, you know what? We were watching One Piece because we're doing that now, father and son, too. Like, it's so bizarre the last week how it's transpired, the events between me and my child. But we were sitting there on the couch watching Young Piece.
You guys like the same things.
I said Young Piece. I'm One so Piece. Fucked up right now. God damn. One Piece. We were sitting on the couch watching One Piece, and he said something about what was happening in the show, and somebody did something, and he was like, haha, nice try, retard. And I'm like, hey, dude. I just looked over him. I was like, probably shouldn't say that. And he was like, I know, but
he's like, it's, we're just here.
It's just you and me. So.
As long as he knows. That's the same thing as when he went to sleepover. He's like, I'm talking to myself about being a guest. I feel like he understands when it's appropriate to not use appropriate words.
I feel like he's still listening to the podcast, and he heard the Jason Almy episode. I feel like he listened to that.
I think he listened to our podcast. Well,
his friends were for a while, so I mean, like, it'd be weird if his friends were and then he wasn't. He still wants to come on. I mean, we kind of blew him off in December, and then January we had guests. He still wants to come on and talk. I don't know what the fuck he wants to talk about.
Maybe you guys can do a gaming show.
I don't need another show.
No, I just meant an episode.
Oh, okay.
Like a game episode or something. Talk to him about life and about growing up and about puberty.
Well, you're allowed to be there for that, too. I mean, like, you are a parental figure.
I know. And I like to play some games. I don't play as much as I used to. I'm more of a Nintendo person.
Hell no. I was telling somebody with all the GameStop news that came out last week, you know, and I used to manage that GameStop. I was like, you don't even understand, dude. When I was the manager at GameStop, one, it was my favorite job ever. I took so much pride in that fucking job. My store looks so gangster.
And you put it up into, like, the top 10 or something. Fuck in the county or the whatever
in the
area.
In the region. In the Great Lakes region. Hell yeah, yeah, I did that shit. I was like number 7. Fuck off.
And it was like at the bottom.
It was like number fucking 37. I did some work. I took so much pride in that fucking job. I made it look great. And the point was, I was telling somebody, I hired all my friends and like their girlfriends and shit. Like, I had Nick Smick's girlfriend working there. I had you working there. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. I had you working there, and you would come in and you would clock the fuck in, and then you'd pick up a controller and start playing Tony Hawk. And I'm like, hey, can you go over there and like do these trade-ins or whatever? And you're like, no. Like,
sometimes I did.
Like, you can't tell me no. I'm your fucking boss. When you come in here, you put on that lanyard that says fucking GameStop, I'm your boss. And you're like, no.
It was Tekken 2.
You playing Tekken? Mm-hmm. That's, we're dating ourselves in the time period when this was, when Tony Hawk and Tekken 2 were the fucking games of choice.
Soul Calibur came out, and it was like the best, and Ivy was my bitch.
Yeah, I still love Soul Calibur. It's on Game Pass.
Mm. Oh, is it? Oh. I didn't know that. We should
Soul Calibur 4. I mean, it's not the one you're thinking of.
Dude, you used to fucking use Voldo. I'd be so mad.
Voldo took some serious skill.
Yeah.
Because his moves were just him air humping and shit, and like
he was so weird.
And he would make weird noises. He'd be like, had them knife fingers,
yeah.
And he would like, yeah. Well, no, he'd do like spirit fingers with him and shit, and then like it like make little sparkles. Like he was so weird, dude. Blindfolded, had all that bondage shit on him and so shit, weird. Spikes and leather and all that. And then he wanted to fight you.
Mm-hmm. And then Ivy had that big long fucking ice stick, so I tried to stab him with the ice stick.
Always try to stab him with your ice stick. Mm-hmm. That's rules. But Super Bowl.
Yes.
What are your predictions?
I don't know. I really feel that Green Bay threw the game. I mean, how do you lose a game where the other team throws 3 interceptions and then you have...
It's not typical.
How do you have the opportunity to try to tie it and then you kick the ball?
Yeah, well, I thought the same thing. And I don't know if they were just... I don't know. I don't know what, like, I mean, that's the textbook definition of playing it safe. Like, they're saying, we're going to stop you, but I mean, like, okay, it's Tom Brady. I mean, like, you might stop him, but I mean, you probably won't.
Right. Is that, were they banking on him throwing a fourth interception?
Yeah, well, I mean, at that point, back? I mean, yeah, it becomes like a game of averages and shit. Because, like, here's the thing, too. They've gone so next gen with all their fucking stats, and, like, it's like they try to moneyball shit. So they're like, in that situation with this much time and da da da, like, the percentage that you're going to get the ball back is probably this. So they probably did some shit like that. They got some fucking hunter type guy sitting up in the booth on a mic, you know, calling down to the field saying to do what to do. I think it was fucking dumb. But
I think it was. I think with everything going on in the world, it's kind of like that one year where the Patriots like won or whatever.
Yeah, 2001, right after 9/11.
Right. So I feel like it's something like that where the Super Bowl was in Tampa. They had a chance to be in the Super Bowl in the city that they are. I feel like the people needed this, and I feel like Green Bay threw the game.
What people? The Tampa? The Tampanians? Nobody gives a fuck about the Tampanians. What do you mean the people they do needed now. This? Here's the thing.
Well, I don't think it's just the Tampa. Now that Tom Brady's part of the Buccaneers, I feel like maybe it's more.
He transcends Florida?
I wouldn't say he transcends it, but.
He's like the Florida man, like Jesus. Like, no, he came home to the motherland to, like, unite the fucking clans and shit.
Yeah.
He's Tom Brady's Florida man Jesus. Maybe. You heard it here first.
Yeah, I feel that. So, I mean, I really don't know how it's going to go, because how many times has, I mean, Mahomes has never been in a Super Bowl.
Last year, he's literally the defending champion.
Oh, is he?
Literally.
Kansas City won last year?
Absolutely, they did. 100%.
Oh, wow, that's great. I had no idea.
That's great.
He's just so young.
He is so young. And that's like, there's so many like historical aspects, or like there's really no way that this is going to be a bad game. Because, you know, like some years it's like, oh, well, it's like, you know, one team got there that probably shouldn't be there, or it's a blowout, or it's fucking this or it's that. This year you have so many storylines. You got fucking Tom Brady. You got the fucking GOAT quarterback. He's 42 years old, you know, still playing at the highest level.
Yeah.
You got him going for history. He's going to be the first guy to win to go for a Super Bowl with an AFC team, with an NFC team. You got all the motherfuckers that were saying that Bill Belichick made him who he was in New England, and that he was going to suck when he came to Tampa, and he fucking exposed the fact that I was He's the good. System, so mm-hmm. fuck off. Then you got Mahomes, who's going to be the next GOAT. He's fucking 20 whatever, you know, he's the young kid, already won a ring, has the highest contract ever for an NFL player, fucking set the record. They have him locked up for 10 years. They already know he's the fucking cash cow. Going to establish himself to beat the fucking best, you know what I mean? Like, they showed a picture of him. Like, he watched Tom Brady win his fucking Super Bowl, his first one, when he was a child.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's like this, like, a whole storyline. So if Kansas City wins, you got that. If fucking Tampa wins, you got that. And then you got mm-hmm. the whole hometown aspect and shit. There's no way that this game fails. Like, either way, it's going to be a great game. Now, we're pulling for Tampa, obviously, because we live here, and it's good for the fucking community. And, you know, like, we're part-time Bucks fans. We have transplanted here, so you know you want to see them do well.
We're Bears fans until they play the Bucks, and that's what I say. We're the Bucks.
No, we're Bucks fans until they play the Bears.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, we're Chicago for life.
But I'll be happy, because I like Mahomes.
I do too.
I think that he's just not a great football player, but I feel like just he's a good dude.
He is. He's a real good dude.
The same way I feel about JJ Watt. Like, he's one of my other favorite guys, because he's just a good dude.
So, I mean, as
he might be coming to Tampa too, right?
Here's what I was going to say. As I know you follow sports so closely,
I know something.
I'm sure you've heard that Chicago is going after Deshaun Watson, who's the Texans quarterback. Mm-hmm. Probably not going to land him, but JJ Watt, who's on the Texans defensive line, also wants out and potentially could end up on one of our teams. You know, like, Tampa collects old defensive linemen from fucking 2010 like their Pokemon cards. So, I mean, like, it stands to reason that they could add him next season. Mm-hmm. He might be here. I don't know. I don't think it's a good move. I think he used to be good, and I think, you know, Father Time's caught up with him, and, you know, like, he's slowing down a little bit.
He needs to focus on his charity and be like a fucking Kurt Warner and shit, and just do the...
That's your favorite of all time. Kurt Warner's your favorite athlete, I think, across all sports. He's your favorite athlete.
Yeah. Well, his story is just so amazing. We watched him on... Was it
30 HBO? For 30s and shit.
Yeah.
He
married his blind wife, took in all...
She ain't fucking blind.
She had something wrong with her.
She had, like, fucking breast cancer or something. She ain't fucking blind. She can see him.
Maybe they had a blind dog.
He was bagging groceries, and he went from fucking bagging groceries to winning the Super Bowl, and that's a good story. I like a good underdog story. You know, obviously, fucking Rudy. But my my prediction for the game. Well, hold on. Before I go there, I was going to say when you said about Green Bay throwing the game, Carp and Two Rings sent me a link to a podcast, or Carp sent it to fucking me and Two, about this guy who was on, I forget who he even was. He was one of the guys on the 2003 Bucks championship. And he was on this podcast talking about how like Vegas fixes every Super Bowl. Doesn't fucking matter where it is. There's no real home field advantage because the outcomes are all determined and shit. And part of me thinks that's true, but part of me is like, shut the fuck up, man.
I think in certain situations, I feel the situation it might be. And I definitely feel that Deflategate was one of, is that the same game? Or is that a different game?
That was like 2012 or something.
Okay, so when the Patriots, the Pats won after 9/11, I feel like that was one of those things.
It fell that way. I mean, I could see it going that way, you know?
But I don't know. I don't think it's 100% fixed. It's not like wrestling or anything.
Well, they said, this guy said in 2003 when the Bucks beat the Raiders had like the best offense, the Bucks had the best defense, and Las Vegas told the Raiders that they were going to lose.
Oh, shit.
Like, I don't get excited, motherfucker.
Okay.
I don't know if there's any truth to that, and you can never prove something like that. You know, there's not a paper trail on something like that. So, I mean, like,
nobody cares about fucking baseball, so.
I mean, people do. I'm not one of those people, but I don't know why that was relevant.
Because nobody's paying them to lose. I don't feel like they would bet on baseball as much as they would bet on any other sport. Basketball, I don't know. Football. Football's, I think, the biggest.
Basketball's big, especially college basketball. Like, they can get to those kids. You know, they can buy mom a townhouse or a fucking car or something, and the next thing you know, you're shaving points, and yeah.
That was one of the things when we moved down here. I was surprised that college football seemed to be more important than...
We didn't have that environment up north, and I mean, definitely the South is more. I mean, the SEC controls college football, so I mean, like, it makes sense coming to the South. And we came down here during Tebow time too, so like that's the Gators true. Were fucking banging. Actually, the first year we moved down here, USF is our local college, USF Bulls, and they were like ranked number two. Like, they beat West Virginia that year; it was ranked number one. Like, it was like a weird time to move down here because like everybody was all about college football, and like I like Notre Dame just because like we grew up close to South Bend, and I went there as a child, and like that was like I had Irish shit, but I wasn't like a super fan or anything.
Sure, I love Notre Dame. A lot of it. Well, one of my uncles went there to be an orthopedic physical therapist almost.
Orthopedic surgeon.
No, it was like a physical therapy, but I forget what kind of physical therapy. But I don't know. It was just always something. My dad was always a fan of it. And then, you know, my uncle went there. And I don't know. Then when I went to the campus the first time, I fell in love with it.
Well, it was big where we lived, too, regionally. I mean, because we were an hour away from South Bend. And, like, Southside Irish is a big thing. You know, like, Southside of Chicago is heavily Irish populated. And, I mean, Notre Dame, fucking Irish Catholic. I mean, and all the pieces fit.
Man, I wish you would have been there with us. I think it was when I went up there. I took Logan. I surprised him one year, and we went up there, and we went to the campus. And because he said that's where he wants to go for college, because it's close to my dad, and he just loves the school. So when we were walking around the campus, it was better really fucking neat.
Figure out a scholarship, goddammit.
I know, because it's like $100,000 a year, and that doesn't even include classes, because I've already looked into it.
What do you mean it doesn't include classes? What, you just paying for the fucking name?
It's a Catholic school, bro.
Understood.
But that's just house home like boarding. Like,
oh, fuck. He could stay off campus. Fuck. Your old man could drive him to fucking school.
An hour.
Not one fuck. He wants to be there. He can do it.
Yeah, but it was really neat. They have the big campus store there. And then we were talking to some of the college students because Logan said he wants to be something like some kind of scientist in biology, whether it's marine biology, because he said he wants to study the earth. He wants to study how the earth was created and all that stuff. So he wants to do
where science, the reptiles live.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool. So we were talking to the students walking the campus. He even went to the grotto, and him and Patty said a prayer for the family. And it was like, it was really nice.
I did that when I was his age. I was in seventh grade when I went, and like I became a fan and fell in love with the school. And
yeah. But we're not raising our kids in any kind of religion. So when we went into that big Catholic church that they have on campus, and we were able to sit in there, and then he went to the grotto with Patty, lit a candle, and said a prayer. Obviously, that was like something that he became a little bit more interested in. He's like, why do they pray to this person? You know, so I told him to talk to my dad about it because he would know more than I did. But after we came home, it stop there, was it?
I talked to him about spirituality. I talked to him about the difference between spirituality and religion, because I feel like, especially over the course of the last year, I've become way more spiritual than mm-hmm. I used to be. And I thought about the other day, it's almost like a form of religion, but it's not like an organized religion where the whole experience is brokered to go. I have to go through the fucking church and talk to the man in the pointy hat, and he's going to be the gatekeeper to my spiritual relationship with the great beyond. Like, I could do that myself here at home. You know, like, that's the difference.
I've always said that. I'm like, people, I feel, go to church more for the community aspect of it rather than the religion aspect. Because I always said that if you want to pray to God, you can pray to him from anywhere.
Well, there's great aspects to going to church. I'm not saying, like you said, the community. And mm-hmm. I mean, like, here's the thing. Some people are just fucking dumb. Some people need a good framework or scaffolding just to be a good person.
That's true.
So they have to fucking put
people
on the...
People that find Jesus.
Yeah, well, yeah, they got to put on the fucking, like, you know, I'm religion. Or even, like, because that's who they are. They don't have an identity. So they're like, I'm going to be, like... This I know person. People in my family are like that. I'm going to be Jesus person because, like, I don't have anything going for me right now. So I'm just going to, you know, turn to God and this and that. And there's nothing wrong with that. If that fucking comforts you, then, I mean, so be it.
Well, and some people, that's what they need. They need that comfort. That's exactly what it is. They need scripture. Sure, they need, if they're going through a bad time, they'll fucking read Psalms and stuff, and it'll make them feel better, which is great. Me, I say the F word and throw something and I'm fine.
Yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with that either. Like I said, like, I've become much more spiritual just off of, you know, like, the things that I've experienced personally and the things that I continue to seek out, the information I continue to seek out. It makes way more sense to me than, you know, like, fucking alien Jesus came down to save us for all of our wrongdoings, you know? I mean, to me, that makes no sense.
Right.
And that's the people that, and I'm not here to shit on religion because, I mean, like...
No, not at all. We're just having a discussion.
It's, yeah, I mean, but, like, if, fuck, I don't even know where I was going to go with that. I don't know. I lost it. Thoughts come and thoughts go. I don't fucking know.
You sidetracked yourself.
Yeah, I did. And
try not to offend anybody when this is called No Offense.
I'm not sure. Well, religion, politics, fucking, I mean, like,
they all run the same.
I'm not, that's not what this show is about any fucking way. I mean, like, you know,
this is where the conversation led us. We're not trying to talk.
No, I didn't intend to be here today, but that's the beauty of this shit too.
Right.
You know?
So you're like, give me something to talk about. I'm like, I just can't. I just need to sit down and have a conversation. I can't. It's hard for me to think about topics because, like I've said before, I don't do shit.
No, talking points is what I think that, like, you. I feel like that's getting lost in translation. When I ask you, like, hey, what do you want to talk about this week? I'm not asking you to write a show. I'm just saying, like, hey, what did you see this week? Hey,
I sent you what I see.
Couple talking points, you know, to kind of steer this fucking ship, you know, in mm-hmm. case whatever. But
bitch, lasagna. Bitch, lasagna.
Gonna serve you
a pan of fucking bitch lasagna.
So stupid, too. And then when I saw it was PewDiePie, I was like, really, Logan?
Come on. I thought it was PewDiePie.
Because you're a mother. You are a 39-year-old woman. Yeah,
it's spelled just like that. And pie and die rhyme. So
how would you think you say official if you saw official?
I wouldn't even pronounce it. I'd say it's missing a vowel.
What? I don't even know what you're fucking saying. How the fuck did we get to religion when I was asking you your thoughts on the Super Bowl?
Tom Brady's Jesus.
Tom Brady, he might be Florida man Jesus. Mm-hmm. My prediction, and this has changed, I thought that the Kansas City was going to come in and whoop their ass, you know, something terrible. I've since shifted. I'm going with my heart. I think that Tampa's going to win outright. And it's going to be a good thing. So that's my prediction. I'm putting it down here. This will release before the game. So, I mean, no one can fucking claim that I had collusion.
Saw the game already.
No, this is going to come out tomorrow before the game. I'm putting it down right here. Tom Brady's going to win his 7th ring. He's going to be the first player to win it with the NFC and AFC. He's going to cement his legacy, and he's going to play for another fucking 2 years at least. Mm-hmm. He's going to be 45 years old fucking playing goddamn football. Walking into stadiums looking like a goddamn mom who's going to court to win her custody case.
Yep.
You ever see that?
No.
He walks in wearing these tight pea coats and shit and like fucking black glasses and turtlenecks and scarves and shit.
I mean, that's just his way.
He's going to fucking court to win his kids back.
He shops out of the J. Crew magazine.
He does not shop at J. Crew. I promise you that.
Turtlenecks and pea coats?
I promise you he has like fucking custom tailored shit. He ain't buying no goddamn J. Crew off the rack.
J.J. Bean or whatever it's called.
J.J. Bean, yes. He's coming to Tampa too. He's going to play fucking linebacker. J.J. Bean.
I don't know. I want the Bucks to win because this is where we live, but I also want young Mahomie to get his second ring.
That's what I was saying. Like, I don't think that there's going to be a bad outcome in this game.
No, I think I'll be happy with whoever wins.
Now, the peripheral shit, a lot of companies have pulled back commercials this year.
Why?
Because of COVID.
Oh.
That's something, too, sent me last week, too, is that this is the first year, and I don't know how many years, that Budweiser's not going to do a Super Bowl ad. And the reason that they gave was that they're going to take the money that they were going to spend on the Super Bowl ad and use it to, like, COVID relief or something, which I kind of, you know, my eyes rolled so hard they, right. You know, my fucking head hurt. But
you don't need to say that you're going to not do your Super Bowl commercial. Just fucking do, like, you. How much money would you spend on a commercial? Oh, because you have to buy the.
You
got to
buy the time. Yeah, the time is what it is.
Oh, got you.
So I'm interested to see how the commercials play out this year because we like to watch that. You know, like, that's a fun part for us too, is seeing all the shit, and then we compile them and talk about them on the show and whatever. But if all these, like, major players are pulling out, it's going to be interesting to see what actually comes out of it.
You know what really annoys me is when you scroll on through Facebook. And you see somebody, and it's like multiple people. They're like, oh, is there some kind of game this weekend? Bitch, if you don't like football, just keep it to yourself. It's not like I'm a super fan or anything, but come on. Of course, I get mad at Facebook anyway because I feel like everybody that posts on there is just looking for attention. But I'm just like, really?
Well, here's the thing.
Haha.
Here's the thing. One, haters gonna hate.
True.
Two, it's only fun to do that when it's not your thing, because then when some fucking stupid thing that they're into comes out, you know, and then people shit on that, they cry. So, I mean, like, that's just the way that the fucking shit works, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, this is the time where they get to fucking say boo, 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 to post the fucking meme with the bitch from The Sound of Music twirling in a field of posies and shit saying, Super Bowl's on and I don't give a fuck. Yeah, but great for you. Fucking high five. Go get vaccinated.
Speaking of vaccines, I read that they're going to try to make this like a flu shot every year now.
Of course they are. It's a business opportunity. Why wouldn't they?
100%.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, like, if they can push that shit out, that's the new thing. Talking about social media, everybody taking pictures from the fucking office, you know, I'm getting my shot. You're getting your fucking shot for the thing with the goddamn 99% survival. Good for you. Fucking great. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And they're putting the virus in your body, by the way.
Well, that's any shot. Any shot exactly. puts it into you to build the immunity or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's whatever. We don't.
And you got to get a booster and a regular, so it's like you have to get two of them.
Two sessions, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some people are deal with a little bit better than others. There's still side effects, so it's not 100%. Like,
nothing ever is.
Right.
Nothing ever is. And I heard fucking Uncle Randy's boy Fauci saying that even after you get the shot, like, it's not working on everybody. So, I mean, like, it's whatever. Your life, your body. Fucking, you sure. Want to do it. Whatever. Weekend's going to do it. Be at Super Bowl, too.
I'm excited about them.
I like the Weekend a lot. And I'm excited to see what he does because he put $7 million of his own money into the production of the halftime show.
Wow, that's great.
Because he had a vision of what he wanted to do, mm-hmm. and it wasn't in the budget, so he's paying for it.
Wow.
So I'm excited to see that, too.
There was a big thing about his face. Has he had all those bandages on?
Well, explain that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's on...
What you mean he had bandages on?
Yeah, so I don't know if he was faking that he had plastic surgery or something, but he did one of his concerts or something with all these bandages on his face. Like, he had gotten, like, facial reconstructive surgery.
Oh, word.
Then he took the bandages off and he looked all fucked up. Pull up a picture. Just pull up the Weekend plastic surgery.
Okay. Keep going.
So he had all these bandages on his face, and I think he looked like he had black eyes and stuff. He had bandages all over his nose. His head was all wrapped up. And then when he took the bandages off, he looked like he had a bunch of...
Oh, God. He looks like... What was that movie?
Click on that and see if it tells you where he did that show, because he performed like that.
I'll click this one. New York Post. Face and music. Ever-evolving face. Fans of question singers look, da-da-da.
Variations of a bloody and bruised visage, oh, for his album, okay.
It was a persona he created for his fourth album.
Okay, and then when he took the bandages off, that's what he looked like.
Now, I've seen that before, where he had the black eyes. I've seen that before. I thought
it's probably after the bandages come off.
He looks a little bit fuller in the face there. He looks
for sure. I wish they would do, like, a total just frontage and not, like, with his face up. But I want to say that came out that they were all prosthetics.
Who knows, man? He's one of those over-the-top type guys. So, I mean, who fucking knows?
Yeah, once you get a little bit of money, man, you start doing whatever you want to do. You start getting extra creative. Yeah, but I'm excited to see what he's got. You know he's got to do Blinding Lights.
Well, that's the new single or whatever.
So I heard somebody else was going to make an appearance, but I can't remember what the name was.
A young lady by the name of Miley Cyrus.
That's right. I think you told me that yesterday.
Apparently, she's down at the Super Bowl experience right now doing like parking lot tailgates and shit.
Yeah.
Because she's in town and she's a fucking hillbilly.
A few of the people that I work with have gone to that experience, the NFL experience.
Oh, yeah. I was going to go too. Let me tell you a little something about fucking Tampa 2 rings, because I was going to go last week and I said, hey, you guys going to go down there or whatever? And he was like, well, you got to get tickets to go. You got to reserve your time. And I was like, all right, that's fine. And he was like, well, they're all gone. And he was being a dick about it. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I was like, fucking, excuse me. Never even looked. On the game with him last night, he took the day off yesterday, and he was like, oh, me and Beth went down to the NFL experience, and we walked right in. We didn't have any tickets or nothing. And I was like, why'd you send me off, motherfucker? And he was like, well, that's, you know how he gets all flustered right. And shit. He was like, I had heard that you couldn't go in there.
Why don't you do some research, bitch?
I was like, or why don't you fucking pick up the phone? Like, what, like, I don't like football in my town, motherfucker? You told me this shit was closing, and you're down there walking around like, ha-ha-ha, got him, motherfucker.
It's like, hey, you want to go see Meghan Trainor? Oops.
We want Meghan Trainor for one.
Oh, with some fat white bitch. I don't know.
It was fucking X's and O's.
That's right. I don't know what her name
is. I forget her name. What's her name? Rob Schneider's daughter.
Yeah. Meghan Trainor.
Meghan Trainor. Fucking Jason. You see two rings doing a busted challenge? All about the base. That's why he can't come to the show anymore. He's making fucking TikTok videos.
Going to NFL experiences.
Yeah. Living life. Good for him.
This guy, fucking John, nerd. That I work with went, and we do DSG is one of our customers. Which
DSJ?
DSG.
Oh.
It's Ashley Furniture. We haul Ashley Furniture. So he took a picture of the Ashley Furniture booth and sent it to us. We're like, come on, man. We want to look at some fucking couches. Send us something cool.
Yeah. I don't get it. What else? You watching some new dumpers?
Well, let me say, I'm very upset because...
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Lay it on me.
I watch pretty much everything I watch. It's Food Network, Discovery Channel, TLC, like all that stuff. Travel Channel.
Yeah, you're a basic white bitch.
Right. So
Ghosts and Cooking.
There's been this huge stupid fucking banner on Spectrum for a long time saying Discovery Plus is where all this stuff is moving to. So I'm like, I ain't getting it. That's stupid. We already have Netflix, Hulu, Prime, Disney Plus, HBO. We have all this shit.
Gaia.
Cancel that.
Next week when I'm on vacation, I'm going to watch a bunch of shit.
And then cancel it. You don't use it ever.
I know.
It's like, how many months have I paid $50 a month for you to float? And how many times have you gone?
I'm going twice next week at least. I'm stacked up. You are stacked up.
I know that.
I don't lose them. It's not like you don't use it, you lose it.
Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
Is that a serious question?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. I get so much stuff for you and don't use it.
I know. And that's not because I don't appreciate it. It's because when am I going to fucking do it? All right?
Yeah.
I'm off work next week, so I'm going to drive up into the city. I'm going to float on. Well, I wanted to, but then, like, I don't know. I felt like it was a little tumultuous the past couple weeks. I don't want to be like I'm dipping out to go fucking meditate and talk to goddamn Akasha.
Akasha. So, anyway, I had to get the Disney Plus app or the Discovery Plus app because all my shows are exclusively on there now.
I'll cancel spiritual TV so you can watch Zach Baggins, okay? How's that? No, look, we'll make a compromise. You can get Zach Baggins. I will cancel my spirituality. How's that?
You don't use it.
I'm finna funna.
All right, if you use it, then we can keep it. So I had to get the app so I can watch my new episodes of 1,000-Pound Sisters and my new episodes of Pimple Poppers. And there's a lot of extras on there. They do original programming like Hulu and Netflix do. They have Shock Docs on there, which the first Shock Doc that I watched was about Ed and Lorraine Warren, who were the first pretty much paranormal investigators. Yeah. So they have Shock Docs now about, I was watching Paranormal Witness last night.
And that kid from Penn State?
No, that was Paranormal State.
Oh.
I don't think he does stuff like that anymore. It was called Paranormal Witness, and then they had the ads that came up that said they're doing all these Shock Docs. So they have one on the exorcism of this guy. Then they have one of about just like the Amityville Horror House. So they have all these documentaries about all the scary shit. So, I mean, I was mad about it, but now I'm like, okay, I guess I can do this.
Do they give you extra shit? Like when The Office left Netflix and went to Peacock and they were like, but look, you get all this behind the scenes and you get all these director commentaries.
I
don't think
so.
And
well, I guess so. Maybe. I was watching 90 Day Fiancé stuff and they had, they showed scenes that you couldn't show on regular TV. Like when the Asian bitch came over and they went into a sex shop, they couldn't show that. So they were showing her like, look at, oh, what's this for? She's like, I understand this, but there was like a fist.
Yeah.
And she's like, how do you do that?
I forget what I was looking at. I saw something. Oh, it was like a meme. It was like when you're taking pictures with your girlfriend, be careful what's in the background or something.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a fucking, like one, it was a double sided dildo. And the one end was a hand like this.
Oof.
And the other, it went all the way. And the one was a fist and it was connected. And they had it draped over like a bar and it was behind them. And she had her arm around her girlfriend and they were all smiling, taking like a Facebook profile picture and shit. And there's just like this double handed fucking fist or fucker in the back hanging Jesus. Over the goddamn towel bar and shit.
I don't understand how that's pleasurable.
Both ends too. Like, fuck.
Yeah, like, I don't think I want like four fingers going sideways.
And it's making that weird like hand too. It's not I don't know.
It's
like
weird.
I don't know. I no guess thanks. You know.
Fucking teach their own. I guess.
Yeah, if you were a lesbian, you might get it.
But I wouldn't say the 1,000-pound sisters is probably the biggest dumper. But it's so funny because they're so hillbilly.
I was more alluding to that you started watching like a bootleg Downton Abbey.
Oh, Bridgerton.
I was trying to tell someone about it, and I said you were watching Badgertown. I was like, she'd watch some shit called Badgertown, dude. Because I don't know, like, new listeners, I'm sure even old listeners might not understand where the Duchess came from. Like, because it's not like a thing. Like, you're not like fucking Florida royalty. You just used to be so into Downton Abbey, and I would come up in the fucking our room at the old place, and you had the bed like folded up so you could sit up in bed, mm-hmm. and you'd be all bundled up in like fucking blankets like an old woman just sitting there watching these old British women and shit, and I'd be coming in there fucking like, look, goddamn Duchess, like,
mm-hmm.
you were super into it. Yeah, you're super into all that shit. That's where Duchess came from. So then when you started watching Badgertown, I was like, goddamn, it's coming back again. And then I saw the motherfucker from the OC in there, or not the OC, the OA.
Oh yeah, he's the main guy. He's the Duke of Hastings.
I'm the Duke. I'm a fucking kick-ass. I'm a kick-ass duke.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make him duke. A kick-ass duke.
But I finished that already.
You already finished it?
Yeah, it wasn't that many episodes. The one when you came out was mad at me because you wanted to watch AI Wolves. And I'm like, well, you were doing laundry. And so I turned it off.
That's not why I was mad, for one. Okay, I was mad because I feel like you're humoring me with all of the shit that I'm like into right now. And I feel like that you're like, you're just fucking like poo-pooing everything. And like, I didn't watch this show on purpose by myself because I thought you'd be super into it. And I feel like you weren't super into it. And then like, as soon as I left the room, you were like, haha, back to Badgertown.
Well, we had finished an episode and then you were going in to do laundry. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll finish this out. And then you came all stink-faced back into the living room. And then,
stop fucking humoring me. If you don't like what I'm into, that's fine.
But we finished an episode and you left. So I put on mine so I could finish it. So then I turned it off. So then the next day when I went to finish it, it literally was 2 minutes left into the episode. And then that was the final episode.
Of the series?
Yeah. So basically,
the Badgers won?
No. So the Duke of Hastings, his father was a total dick and was like, he stuttered when he was little. And he's like, you're a piece of shit and you're dumb. Get out of my face. So then he went and stayed with this other lady. She raised him to not stutter. He went back when his dad was dying, and all his dad wanted was for him to have an heir, like for him to run the Hastings, because Duke of Hastings is, you know, the Hastings is the place. That's their last name. So he's like, I'm never going to sire an heir and fuck you, basically. So then this girl, because I guess back then when you become of age, they flaunt you around. You got to try to get a husband. Because, like, bitches didn't work back then.
That's some debutante shit. That's
exactly what it was.
They do that out in, like, fucking Newport Beach and shit. Because I do watch the OC. Oh, or see. I did watch the OC.
Yeah, so they bring all these bitches in and they're like, oh, look at me. I'm prime and I haven't fucked anybody. So come fuck my pussy. And
that one redhead bitch, I think she was with the fucking dude from OA. Like, she was kind of cute.
The redhead bitch.
Is she a redhead bitch or am I imagining that?
I don't know.
But there were no badgers whatsoever.
No badgers. So then
it was Groundhog Day.
No. It was not.
It was. It was like Groundhog Day like 2 days ago.
Oh, it was Groundhog Day 2 days ago. So one of the girls from the one of the prestigious families and him put on this ruse about how they're going to just...
They put on a ruse?
Yeah, that's what they called it. That way, because when the Duke came to town... When the Duke came to town, all these moms are trying to get their daughters introduced to this dude, so because they want to get their daughters married off. And then she was like getting all these losers coming to court her.
Of course, so they're that's like, how it works.
Let's get together, and then that way the moms will leave you alone, and then all the losers will leave me alone, because then she'll be more desirable, so like more different dudes will come, and better dudes, I guess, will come and try to fuck her. So they ended up falling in love.
What was the time era of this? I know it was like Victorian looking. Was it like the 1700s? Is it the 1800s?
I don't really say.
Because like as you're explaining this, I'm trying to get a grasp on it. And it's like, why is that the most important thing? Is it like they have to like procreate because like they're running out of people because like you got black plague and shit. No, and like you got rats in the street.
When you have daughters, the moms teach them how to play piano and they teach them how to like fucking stitch the stitching things.
Tapestries.
And, yeah, tapestries. How to be.
I'm fucking shooting in the dark on all these. And you're like,
I guess a tapestry is a lot bigger than what the little, like, remember those little circle things? And you put a piece of cloth in there.
Those little needle points.
Stitches, yeah. They need to marry somebody because they don't work. So they want somebody to take care of their daughter.
Mm.
The ones that do work are like, you know, the sluts. Like the bitches that sing at the opera. She's fucking everybody. Or like
that seems like the better life.
Yeah, I know, right?
That seems like the better life, right?
I guess. I mean, if you're making money, but if you're poor and shit, then it sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. It's follow.
Anyways, they fell in love and had a baby. And that was the end. So he ended up, because she's like, you don't need, I love you. And your dad said that you sucked, but you don't. And you don't need to be perfect because I love all your imperfections. And then he ended up having a kid. So that's it.
Like one and done, one season. Badger Town.
I don't know.
They're going to have Badger Town The Return.
I don't know. I know The Witcher has another season coming out. I like that show.
I do too. I like the bitch that was the evil bitch. Mm-hmm. She's fucking very nice.
Okay.
You talked about Cobra Kai in the beginning. We could loop back to that. You're on shows. Mm-hmm. We never talked about Cobra Kai. What'd you think of the new season of Cobra Kai?
I liked it.
Oh, thanks. Cool. Well, I appreciate your fucking viewpoint.
I feel like we should. I feel like we should have talked about it a while ago because honestly, they all mix together for me.
Yeah, I'm thinking back. I know that at the end, and let me just like spoiler for anyone who hasn't watched it. At the end, they combined forces, Johnny and Daniel. To take down Sensei John Kreese because he's like bringing back Cobra Kai to the fucking bad news and shit. So they're combining dojos and whatnot. And that's what they left it.
Johnny's left and made Fang Hawk. Was it Hawk
Fang? Eagle Fang.
Eagle Fang Dojo.
And you could buy that shirt. That comes up on Facebook for like buy this shirt for my ads all the time. Eagle Fang.
It was so funny because then one of the kids was like, eagles don't have fangs. He's like, shut up. It's my dojo. And then he gets the really fat kid a shirt. And then she's like, since it's a little small, he's just like, do some sit-ups. That stuff I love. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's good shit. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. And, But Elizabeth Shue did make her return. We speculated that was going to happen toward the end of the season. She came back, or she came on rather, and I liked how that played out. Like, very nostalgic with that show. Mm-hmm. They play on everybody's nostalgia, and it works. It works so good.
I think it was funny when she came into the party and saw Daniel, and then they were talking, and then Johnny walks up, and Danny says something like Elizabeth whatever, and then she's
Allie.
Like. Huh?
Allie.
Oh, Allie, whatever. And then she said it her maiden name. And then Danny looked at Johnny and he was like, yeah, it's like, I'm hitting this. And it was funny.
Yeah.
And then the wives all sat down, or Danny and his wife sat down with them, and then they started telling stories and stuff about how they were younger and what happened. And all
that. I love that series, man. That was a surprise hit.
Flashbacks of the movie, which was cool.
Yeah, because they were in what?
My favorite part when they're standing up. And he's trying, because they want to stop the karate stuff because of the kids getting hurt or whatever.
Yeah, the kid, Miguel, got his back broken shit.
Yeah. So then they're in the courtroom and they want to bring back this karate tournament. And then Danny stands up and he was like, I was bullied. And then somebody in the background goes, I heard you were the bully.
that's the whole thing. My uncle just started watching it this week from like season one or whatever. And he's calling me up like saying like all the initial reactions. Uh-huh. And, you know, he's like, it's kind of cool how they're painting in, you know, like the other guy and this and that. I'm like, well, yeah, that's the whole premise is that like it's the other side of the story. You know what
right.
I mean?
He's and a total douche.
Fucking Karate Kid was the bully and shit. And he was like, you know about all that, motherfucker. But it's that's the whole premise of the show. And
it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It's my favorite, one of my favorite parts. I heard you were the bully.
It has been a while though. Like that came out on New Year's, so it's been over a month now since we watched it.
Yeah, because when something like that comes out, we watch it.
Yeah, we burn it up. Speaking of which, that's a good segue to talk about WandaVision. Okay, because we haven't talked about that yet, and I've been waiting. I've been waiting to bring it up. And the new episode is episode 5. We haven't watched that yet, so I was gonna say we're 4 episodes in now, mm-hmm. and I've heard so much belly aching about WandaVision.
Mixed reviews.
I've heard so much belly aching about how it's so slow and how it's this and how it's that. And I saved an article the other day. I was scrolling, I saw an article, and it was the premise of the article was basically we've forgotten how to watch TV. Like complaining about how WandaVision is because you have access to all of your seasons all in a row, so you can sit there for hours on end and you can fucking binge them all out. When okay. like before they'd create a season of a show and you had to wait to the next week, so maybe yes. one episode wasn't great, you know, and then you had to, if you were really into wanting to see what happens, you would come back and you would, you know, like you can't just immediately see what the fuck happens, boom, 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 all mm-hmm. in a row. And they're saying like that's why it's getting an unfair shake. I thought it was good any fucking way. Like, even when you don't know what's going on, I mean, these episodes are what, 20, 25 minutes tops? So yeah. you don't know what's going on and they're in sitcoms and shit. Like, imagine that being in the movie, you know, like if they were presenting this in a movie, you know, mm-hmm. and
that's why I was confused in the beginning.
Just take it for face value. Take mm-hmm. it for what it is. And I thought the first one where they were like, I Love Lucy style, I was like, okay, I don't really know what's going on, but I'm like, you know, it's fucking, it's entertaining. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm looking at it. It's whatever. And then the next episode, they come back and it's like the 60s and it looked like Brady Bunch style and shit. And they had color on and whatnot. And it progressed, you know, it's been progressing. And then you see kind of like little bits about what potentially could be happening. And then episode 4, they kind of crack that open. And now yeah. you know what's going on. Which I had a theory that this is how they're bringing in like the X-Men and the mutants and shit. But I don't know if that's necessarily the case anymore. Because after each episode, like when the episode's done, it kind of pulls back and you can see that it's like a sitcom. Uh-huh. And then you see that it's like a studio room. You know what I mean? It's like got lights and buttons and shit. It looks like it's in a studio. And I thought that was... Now I'm gonna dork out a little bit here, so bear with me. There's a character in the X-Men universe called Mojo, and he's like this dude from another fucking universe or whatever.
Mojo.
His whole deal on his planet is he has like, I think in the storyline with the X-Men, he captured the X-Men and he was forcing them to like be on his TV show, and the whole fucking like power system on that planet is ratings. So like he puts like all the X-Men in there and forces them to fight each other to get ratings on his show and shit. And I'm like, that would be a fucking weird way to bring the X-Men into the MCU, man.
You might have something going on, because one of the commercials that one bitch that I like from Step Brothers, the one that was like, fuck me, pony boy, or mm-hmm. good one, that lady's in there. And what was she saying?
Want me to suck your dick?
Yeah. No.
What? No.
One of the best movies.
This is the men's room. What are you doing?
But she was in a car and she was talking to somebody. I don't know who she was talking to. I don't remember if it was Vision or somebody else. But she looked up at them and was like, you're the Avengers and you're going to save us. So that makes me feel like they are trapped in something.
Well, they are. And now it's just trying to figure out, like, because in episode 4, you figure out, like, that she's got this, like, energy field. And you don't know if she actually took a town, like, an actual town, and, like, put it somewhere, took all the people, took all the fucking, you know, buildings, all the everything, and like made it her own, or if she actually just created it. Mm-hmm. Because like they go to where like this fucking energy field is and whatever, and they're asking questions about like the town, and the town doesn't exist in our plane of reality. Mm-hmm. But then the one bitch gets sucked into it. Which, by the way, was the fucking the kid from Captain Marvel.
Yeah, you had to tell me that.
And the only reason I knew that is because I recognized her last name.
Yes.
And it was like Boudreaux or something.
If I would have seen, because when she went in there and they closed up down that plaque of her mom, then I probably would have got it. But it
was
before that.
Yeah. Well, and then like you start thinking back about the other episodes about how like she found that drone in the thing and like, you know, the one guy was there, you know, the pest exterminator was actually a guy from the fucking government or whatever. Like,
yeah. So whatever passes through that turns into something else.
Yeah. It goes into her vision or whatever.
Because he was in a biohazard suit and then he crawls out of the sewer in a beekeeper suit.
Right. I dig it. I'm actually, I was going to ask you if you wanted to watch the new one before we started recording. So when we get done, maybe we'll check that out, but I dig it. Yeah. And the whole thing is like, if you're a fan of Marvel, here's my take, okay? And then that, unless you've got something else, then that could be whatever. But if you're a fan of Marvel and you're a fan of the MCU and you started watching Iron Man in 2008 and you've went through the whole fucking arc of all the phases and you see what they do and how they weaved all these franchises together for the better part of fucking 15 years, why are you questioning what they're doing on a TV show 4 episodes in, maybe an hour's worth of content in? Like, really? Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. Like, you just gotta give up that quick. You're like, fucking, I don't give a fuck about Thanos and I don't give a fuck about Black Panthers and none of that shit. All the previous things are gone because you did I Love Lucy, and how dare you, fuck off.
Well, when they were putting out the ads for it, that's what it looked like. It was a sitcom, and that's why everybody was like, well, maybe this is just her way of dealing with the loss of vision, because he's dead.
Right.
He's dead, dead.
Well, and this is only 8 or 9 episodes long, too. And by the end of it, I think we're going to really see, because from what I understand, in Doctor Strange 2, she's somewhat of a villain.
Okay.
Like she drives herself to the point of like insanity, and she's in with the multiverse shit, she becomes some sort of a villain. So I'm anxious to see how that plays out with what she's doing.
Probably because she's so messed up over the loss of her love.
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, like, you saw how she was in Endgame when Thanos comes down or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
She was all bitch. Yeah, she's like, fucking, you took everything from me and blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, I don't even know who you are. And then she was like, fucking, well, let's go, bitch. And she was fucking him up. And then he had to call the strike down to stop her. I think it's going to be something similar to that. They're going to be, old boy from fucking Fresh Off the Boat and all his fucking people, they're going to be pushing into her little bubble. Fucking Asian Jim Halpert. They're going to be pushing into the fucking bubble, and it's going to piss her off, I think, to that point, and then she's going to fucking snap. And like, okay, that's going to create some time rift or reality rift or something. That's at least what I'm thinking at this point.
And then at one point in the last episode, she looked up at Vision as he came in and saw
the hole in his head?
Yeah. Saw, he was all grayed out, and she saw the hole. So it's like, at that point, you know that she's fucked up.
Yeah.
And then she has the babies, and he wanted to name Billy, and she wanted Timothy or something.
Well,
then they end up having 2. So I feel like obviously she's manipulating.
Well, and I read some things about it too, because, you know, obviously it's not going to follow the comics to the letter, because in the comic books, her and her brother Quicksilver, who already died in Age of Ultron, were Magneto's kids. Like, Magneto was her dad.
Okay.
Magneto from the X-Men. They couldn't write it that way because they didn't have rights to the X-Men at the time, so they did it a different way. Now they have rights to the X-Men, so it's like, okay, what are we going to fucking do now? How are we going to introduce this shit?
Well, if that's her dad, they've already introduced them then, huh?
Well, Quicksilver's dead. He died.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is that if everybody that knows that that's her dad, then they've already been there in the background. So, I mean, all it takes is for Magneto to show up and everybody will know, oh, shit, that's her dad. Here's everybody else, by the way.
Well, I mean, yeah, that would kind of be like a lazy way for them to do it. I don't think Disney's going to do it like that.
I don't think
so
either, but I'm saying if they went that route, it would just be there, like the next, it's just like the next evolution of the series. What do you call it? MC, the universe?
Yeah.
The universe, whatever.
So after I got out of comic books, which was like 99, there was a storyline called like House of M, where like there was something with like she was doing something with the mutants or whatever, and she kind of Thanos momented, like she said something and like it fucking like killed off almost all the mutants in the world or something. Mm-hmm. And they like, one of the theories is that this is following that storyline and that's how they're going to introduce it, and it's going to be the opposite, like she's going to fucking bring more mutants into the mix, and that's how they're going to come in.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm.
We'll see. Is she going to get her people? Because she's all pissed off.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to see how it goes, because I mean, it's been a year since we had a straight up Marvel movie. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't, when they announced Black Widow after fucking Spider-Man, I could not have given one fuck. And now it's been a year, and I'm like, where the fuck is Black Widow? I want to see this shit, goddammit.
So, I like ScarJo.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like a prequel thing. Like, she's already fucking dead. I'm like, what's the point? You know, what's it gonna do?
Just guess, give her side of the story, because you don't really know that much about her. It's kind of like Hawkeye, because what was it? Endgame was basically like Hawkeye
coming out party, yeah, at the fucking end.
Right, exactly. And
well, she didn't give, I think, that nobody chance. But you really gave a fuck about that character.
I think they had to play him up, because then he ended up being Ronan.
Do you, I've showed you what he looked like back in the day, like when Hawkeye was a thing, like in the 60s and 70s, right? He's all, yeah, purple and shit, yeah, and he's got that big stupid fucking H on his forehead. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's your boy.
Jeremy Renner, what up?
What up? playing on the nostalgia and shit, though, I meant to show you this last week, and we didn't really get to it, and talking about Cobra Kai and whatnot, did you see the trailer for the Mighty Ducks series that's coming to Disney Plus?
No.
Do you want to?
Yeah. I like Mighty Ducks. My brother used to watch all three of them.
I used to watch the first one like every day. Like, that was when I was a kid. That was my shit, dude.
Oh, Charlie.
I went to the theater.
Charlie Conway.
Hell yeah, Charlie Conway. I went to the theater day one to see the sequel.
Flying V.
In a Mighty Ducks jersey. Like, I was fucking.
I had a crush on Emilio Estevez.
Did you really? I think you and a lot of other women in the 90s.
Yeah, but I was a kid. He was an adult man.
He still is.
I gotta cut you. If you can't be great at hockey, it's like, don't bother.
Oh, yay, Lorelai Gilmore.
I want you to think about all the other kids who've been told that they're too small or too slow. They just want to get out there and play. Let's start our own team. Is an ice rink.
You lost? So you're looking at red skates, that's up front.
He's the old guy now. Tell me the underdogs are going to come through. The sharpened skates.
You got to make this happen for yourself.
I like her a lot.
Why do you care so much?
Because you care.
They're going to fuck. How cute is that?
Did you see that?
Oh my gosh.
Nothing but
that. That was crazy.
Nothing but that.
Pretty sure it's basketball.
That's a good mom right there. I really liked her. I liked her Gilmore Girls.
I like the Ducks.
They're totally fucking too.
I like the Ducks, so I'm pumped to watch that. I'll watch that with the kids even. I'll try to get that.
I like how they used the purple jerseys. That was like the staple. Because before they were, you know, the green and white ones were so ugly.
The yellow ones, yeah, with that big, like, it looked like the old 90s Miami Hurricanes, yeah, duck on the front.
Yeah, that was terrible. But yeah, I'll watch that. That's super cute.
Yeah, they're really, you know, I mean, they redid Saved by the Bell too, which I mean, I guess R.I.P.
Oh,
Screech.
Yeah.
They're doing all that nostalgia shit for us, man. Like, cause
we're the ones paying the bills now,
paying the fucking streaming services and shit.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But here's the thing: people hate about that too because they're like, "Where's the original stuff?" And I'm like, if it's good original, I don't mind. But like, if it worked then, I'd like to see it now. I don't even give a fuck. I was there day one for Bill and Ted 3, day fucking one, and I enjoyed the shit out of that movie, dude.
Well, it doesn't have to be everything the same. It's the same but different. Like, yeah, now Emilio Estevez is the old man in the shed sharpening the skates.
I'd like to see some of the kids make cameos, too. I'd like to see fucking
Aberman come with a slice of pizza and shit.
No, fuck that kid, dude. I told you, man. He got beat up around
our neighborhood. The Villa Pizza that Beth said. Isn't that him?
No, that was the Sandlot.
Oh, god damn it.
I said Aberman was back from our neck of the woods.
That's right.
No, but if fucking Charlie Conway showed up or something, or fucking any of them kids, like,
you
the
know
one
who
dude,
Charlie Conway was,
yeah, fucking Pacey
Witter.
And let me tell you what, I've said this. Jackson. So last week you weren't feeling well. It was late. They were tired. Like, we ended the show. We ended the show, and I ended the show thinking that you were going to get up and say, "Excuse yourself. I've had a great night. You know, thanks for coming by. Sorry, I'm sick." And I ended the show, and you sat there, and we talked for another hour and a half with Beth and DJ. And then when I went back to edit some of the shit in that second conversation that wasn't recorded, I was like, "Where's the fucking talk about Dawson's Creek, man?" Like, I was going off about Joey Potter and shit. I had some great hot takes about fucking Joey Potter. And DJ actually, before I released the episode, he hit me up and he was like, "Yeah, blah blah blah, Joey Potter." And I'm like, "Didn't even make the cut, dog." But yeah, that was I think we had discussed that during that portion. of time. They're great, and it was a great welcome to the circle. I'm so glad that they came and talked with us. I'd like to do a show with them one time when one of us is not feeling well.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So that'd be nice.
Maybe we can move the studio outside and they can come over and do a show.
Fucking come over.
We'll just do the Zoom and we can do it by the fire or something.
They can come over anyway. Or you know what I was gonna say? No. Charlie Conway was Pacey, and the one kid, the enforcer, Fulton Reed. He was the one dude on Daredevil. Remember on when Netflix Daredevil? Yep. He was
a lawyer.
Yeah, he was the thing.
Murdoch and somebody. He was the I other. Forget. Well, they called him Froggy.
You're right,
but I don't know.
Foggy, not Froggy.
Oh.
Froggy.
I thought it was Froggy.
Want to get some Florida stuff and then get out of here?
Sounds good. It's almost lunchtime.
Oh wait, whoa. Well, we'll do it in Florida.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah.
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do Welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh shit! And I thought my family was fucked up.
So each and every week, our Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Rooted in hip-hop, Official is a streetwear company creating high-quality t-shirts, hats, and jewelry at an affordable price, featuring recreations of hip-hop and sports logos, as well as original designs. There's something at Official for all tastes. Check out official.com, that's O-H-F-I-S-H-L, and use code HCNOS and save 25% off of your order of beautiful handcrafted hats, t-shirts, and jewelry. Official Clothing.
Live by your own rules.
So, This is kind of fitting for Florida, so I'm going to leave it into Florida. That's why I said, oh, well, never mind. Last week, we had a call in to the hashtag hotline from Riley asking a question.
Drunk as fuck. I don't know what he was doing.
Or why he called our show to ask a question about Simmons and Moore. So, this week, in keeping with on brand, Adam Simmons, the person who the question was about, called our show to respond to Riley about the question that he shouldn't have. Like, we're the middleman here. So we're just facilitating the answers and the questions.
The question was, why is the third kid a junior?
And Adam called to explain that. So let me pull up Google Voice here and play that message. It's actually a two-parter because Google cut him off.
Oh my gosh, he's so long-winded.
Google cut his ass off. You get 3 minutes when you call the hashtag hotline, and if it's more than that, then they cut you off. And he was like, fuck you, bitch.
I think that Dave Schrader uses the same thing, because he's like, if you get cut off with your ghost story, just call back and we'll piece it together.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, the Wuskies. How I love thee.
Hi,
this is Adam Simmons from the Simmons & Moore podcast. And the Creatures of the Night podcast, goddamn. Shout out Randy. There was a question posed to me through the hashtag hotline instead of directly to me. And instead of answering it on my show, I know that the questioning party doesn't generally partake in the Simmons & Moore podcast. So I figured that I would answer the question where the question was posed. And the question was, why is it that Bobby Light is Bobby Jr. and Adam Simmons is not Bobby Jr.? Well, slapdick, I'm here to tell you, I understand that with the intricacies of love and the hierarchy and complexities of the 1980s is lost upon everyone born after 1998, but the 80s was a wild time, Jack. Karen Sapp at the time. She don't weigh down by no man. All right? She's an independent bitch. She don't give a goddamn. That's the queen of VHS in the fucking greater Orlando area, motherfucker. All right? Hollywood, Florida. Straight up Hollywood lifestyles and shit. And fuck, I sound as drunk as Riley did when he called her, but I'm just high. I'm regular high. I'm not even very super high. Well, whatever. Who cares? You're stupid. So anyway, good old young Karen, 1985, 1984, 26-year-old Karen Sapp couldn't be bogged down by no relationship. So she was in an argument with the guy she was with at the time, went up to New Jersey to visit some family, ran into an old boyfriend, a.k.a. Bobby Heavy. They hooked up. She came down to Florida to get back together with that guy or whatever. They worked their shit out. So your boy, Adam Simmons of the Simmons & More Podcast, was born in Hollywood, Florida, Broward County, represent. So yeah. Gators. You heard me? Gators, country. So I was born in Florida. Well, I guess here, according to where you are, but not here where I am now. I was conceived here, which I guess makes a lot of sense. Any fucking way. So she got together with the dude that she had just broken up with, and then they got married because it's 1985. They don't give a fuck! They don't give not a fuck!
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Karen Tapp, my mom, yeah, she was Tapp at the time, the queen of the VHS.
All right, next.
Goddamn fucking Jeff Bezos silencing me in my story? How dare you? Fucking Google or whoever runs, was it Google? Who's the guy, who's the Google guy? John Google? Fuck you, John Google. Anyway, we VHS couldn't be locked down by no man. She got married to a guy by the name of Trajan, Buker, B-U-K-U-R. And they were married.
Hold on.
She was pregnant.
This motherfucker's name was Trajan Buker? He sounds like the fucking end boss in level 6 in Ninja Gaiden. Right. Trajan Buker? That's Trajan fucking Buker. God damn.
Never heard of that.
That is a strong name. Totally. Jesus.
With me from another man, body heavy. And I was born with this guy Trajan's last name, Buker, B-U-K-U-R. And then they had Kyle. Kyle and I and Body Light, I guess, we're half brothers. Kyle has a different father than we do. So then he was born in wedlock. I guess I was born in wedlock, but I was conceived out of wedlock because fucking YOLO is why I got there. Anyway, how dare you fucking cut me off? My story wasn't fucking done. Anyway, Kyle was born there. Both of our last names were Buker. Then my mom got a divorce from this guy and moved back to New Jersey, and then Bobby Heavy was like, hey, that fucking kid looks like me, what's up? Let's fucking work this out. And a couple of years later, they got married, and then they had Bobby Light. So it's like a fucking shitty Oreo.
Nice.
I understand that that's maybe hard to understand if you live in the privileged land of Londonderry, where, you know, you wipe your ass with $20 bills and everyone, you know, you buy Euros that are filled with fucking stolen baby blood, you know, where all the fucking Robert Crafts and Tom Brady's live, all the fucking reptilians are, but down in Gator Country, where real reptiles are at, that's how we get down, goddamn. Dutch and Chris, I love you wildly. Thank you for listening to my story, and I hope that clarified the condendium of my life. See, DJ, I listen, I know what's up. Later, guys, love you, bye.
So is his last name really Simmons? So then his dad ended up adopting him?
Yes. That's what he explained to me further, footnoted after this message.
Man, Bobby Heavy's the man, man.
Yeah, so
that... Really loves his mom.
Well, I mean, that's what it all boils down to, man. Yeah, I mean, like...
But she was the one that got away, and then she came back. And he was like, let's lock this shit down.
Don't fucking matter. You got that other kid from Florida? That's cool, man.
But the first one looks like me, so let's do this.
First one looks like me. I'm going to make another one now and bookend it, and that's it.
There you go.
Thank you for clarifying your Florida man status. I wish he would return home. Like Tom Brady, Florida man Jesus, has returned to the motherland to unite the clans. We need Adam Simmons to come and sit at the foot of the throne and be his the hand of the king. All the Florida men are coming back to unite and be one in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
So we need your return.
I would love a visit from Adam Simmons.
I'm talking permanent.
Well,
he needs to bring that fucking, take your talents to South Beach, motherfucker.
Would be happy with a visit because I have yet to wrap my arms around anybody in the inner circle aside from you.
It's true. It's very true. And it's a travesty. Let me tell you, it's a fucking travesty.
Mm-hmm.
The way things work. If the country is open by October, I would like to take a trip to Salem for Halloween, and we'll be close to all of them. Well, we'll make Adam drive up or he can drive or fly, whatever he's comfortable with in his bowels, and we'll do something in Salem, Mass.
I would love that.
But that's the plan. I figured that was a nice way to kick off Florida Stories, but now the actual Florida Stories. We're in Newport Richey, where a man with a Florida tattoo on his face called 911 for a ride home.
Oh, I thought maybe because he had a tattoo on his face.
You sent this to me.
Yeah, I didn't read the story.
I love how you do that, too. You're fucking fantastic. I like to be surprised. No, you're fantastic with that. I know you look at it, and you see that it's got potential, and you say, I'll just put that out there. Put that out there. The story starts, he's proud to be a Florida man. Man with a Florida tattoo on his forehead has been arrested for calling 911 twice to get a ride home. Matthew Lethem, 22, dialed 911 to request a ride home after 4 a.m. in Newport Richey, suburb of Tampa, on Sunday. Pasco County deputy found him and offered to call him a cab, but he said he didn't have any money. Now, let's stop right there. Why wouldn't the cop just say, can I give you a ride home?
Because he had a Florida tattoo on his forehead. He didn't want to get moidled. That's why.
You don't want to get murderized, even. Exit stage right.
Because it wasn't just like a Florida tattoo. It was the state of Florida.
The state of Florida, which I'm
blacked
going to
out.
I'm going to use it as the cover this week. Maybe I'll throw it on Tom Brady's forehead. For, you know,
oh, my.
Florida man Jesus.
Hey. Oh, man. Yep. Or maybe do it because like, he crucifixions.
I'm not getting involved in that sacrilege. Oh. The one-star reviews are pouring in like fucking rain. And
no way, are they?
No, I don't know. Like, man. I don't know. But if we do that, then they might. It says, Lethem then began walking in the direction where he lives and called 911 again for a ride. Mm-hmm. Officers caught up to him again and arrested him while he was on the line with 911.
I'd be like, how'd you get here to begin with? Can't you just do that? Like, how did you get here? Take the fucking bus? Ride a bike? Like, what?
He's just out walking around. I don't fucking know.
Don't walk back home, bitch.
It's 4 in the morning. He's obviously fucked up. I mean, just throw him in a car and drive him home. That's what, if I was a cop, that's what I would do. Or, yeah, take him to fucking drunk tank. Let him sleep it off, you know? Like, I've fucking been there before. They give you that itchy blanket. It's fucking whatever. They let you out in the morning. It's fine.
When my sister was there, she asked for a new blanket, and they gave her one.
Which I still, here, I don't want to put all your sister's business out there, but, like, I still want to know how she got caught underage drinking, brought to the drunk tank. Underage drinking and driving, I think. I'm gonna speculate on that. I don't know that for a fact.
Well, she...
And they just let her go. They fucking took care of her like she was the princess of fucking Indiana, gave her whatever she wanted, and fucking just let her go.
She got pulled over because she pulled out of the parking lot without her lights on. So it wasn't like she was swerving.
She pulled out of the parking lot of a bar.
I think it was the Jalapeno's place.
Jalapeno's place.
Remember that restaurant that was on
41? Oh, yeah, I do.
They had made it was her birthday or something, and they made her a cake that said Happy 21st, so they didn't get carded.
She was 21?
No.
Oh, no. Yeah, she was underage. That's right. What I thought. Yeah.
But she wasn't, like, wasted or anything or swerving on the road. She just pulled out of the parking lot.
Let's say your sister's been fucking a pro alcoholic since she was like 12. I mean, she's not anymore. No, she's, right. You know, grown up. And to be honest, I kind of miss the old Nikki.
Yep.
But, I mean, she grew up. That's her life now, whatever. But
it's funny because I never drank and now I'm a drunk. And then she used to be a drunk and now she's like, I just drink coffee.
Yeah. It's a bummer, man. It's a fucking bummer.
I'm cool, though.
You're very cool. You're very cool. You've always been cool. Now you just get a little bit cooler.
A little bit cooler.
But they say they caught up to him while he was on the line with 911. Mm-hmm. Didn't give him a ride. And they searched him because he'd called 911 twice and they found... marijuana.
Surprise, surprise.
Dun, dun, dun. How dare you have marijuana? So now they're going to give him a ride, but not
Everybody
home.
Everybody has marijuana.
I wish. He has been charged with the misuse of the 911 system as well as possession, but was released on a $300 bond, which I'm like, motherfucker said he didn't have cab fare, and now he's got to pay $300.
True.
Because he had a fucking plant in his pocket.
I'm sure that if he wanted to get home that bad, he could have been like, hey man, I'll split this weed with you if you give me a ride. And the cab driver would have been more than obliged.
Well, not a cab. You would have to call like an Uber or something.
Whatever.
I mean, like if you look at the right websites, you see Uber drivers getting their dicks sucked and shit.
What? Instead of getting paid?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like they would have to pay Uber or they'd have to give them some kind of portion through, you know what I mean?
There's probably workarounds, dude.
Because how would you make, well, they... Oh, maybe you just turn your chart off or something? Because you can work whenever you want.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
So here, if you pull
okay,
up,
here,
let's,
let's see. Hot bitch calls an Uber with the app. The driver pulls up. She says, I'm going to suck your dick for a ride home. He says, bet. I mark it like I didn't even pick that girl up. I said, you know, no right. show, whatever, no yeah. show. And then I go about my day and I'm just driving along and I'm getting road scully from this fucking hot bitch at goddamn Man, Banana Joe's.
If you didn't need money, you could just do that all the time.
Yeah, but I think that that probably puts you in some precarious situations. I think that you could potentially end up with like a knife on your throat or, maybe. You know, like, a, you know, fucking herpes on your dick or fucking something, dude.
But
you
if
know?
There was like a Reddit for Uber drivers that just want a dick sucks.
There might be. There might be. There's a Reddit for fucking taking out Wall Street. So, I mean, mm-hmm. like fucking Lyft dick sucks doesn't seem like too much of a stretch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same theme. And again, in Salem, Massachusetts, Florida man on the road where this is an away game. Florida man in Salem, Mass. Florida man was accused of exposing himself to a saleswoman while mattress shopping. Just putting it out there.
Wow.
Just putting it out there. You know what? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Was he trying to like test how the bed would feel on his dick? Maybe he sleeps naked. He needed to see how the mattress felt.
A 75-year-old Florida man.
Oh, no.
Has been charged with exposing himself to a sales associate while looking at mattresses at the Sleep Number store in Salem, Mass. Eric Jacobs of Fort Myers was indicted this month on one felony count of indecent exposure and lewdness for the incident, which allegedly occurred inside the Sleep Number store at the mall at Rockingham Park. According to Salem Police affidavit, the female sales associate told investigators that Jacobs came into the store looking for a mattress. Mm-hmm. Quote, during the conversations, he would climb in and out of beds.
Right.
When he did this, he would slowly and exaggeratedly, is that a word, exaggeratedly?
Maybe.
Exaggeratedly spread open his legs.
Okay.
Now,
like, does that mean quick?
No, like a exaggerated motion.
Yeah, but does that mean like, all right, these are my legs. Hold on. Like exaggerated, like.
No, exaggerated, I think like slow-mo. I think like lift up my leg and gonna put it over here now.
Oh.
Oh, like basic instinct. Out. Like, oh, what's down there? Oh, you know? Gotcha. Jacobs was reportedly also wearing very short running shorts with no underwear.
I think about that jackass
with the old man when he had the balls hanging out.
Yeah. Climbing up ladders.
Hey, that's based in reality, dude. That's a thing because of it actually happens. No underwear allegedly exposed his genitals while making the movements. When police asked her to elaborate on her description of the exaggerated action, sales worker explained that he would pick up his leg and lift his knee high, spread his legs open, and get in and out of the bed. The store worker
that doesn't seem exact. If you're in the middle of the bed, you kind of have to do that to like get off the bed. You know, because you have to lift your leg up to kind of like pull yourself over. Or I guess you could just roll over.
Yeah. Maybe he's got bad hips. I don't know. He's 75. I'm 40 and I got bad hips. The store worker told police that she felt uncomfortable during the interaction. Quote, Jacobs did this behavior several times during their interaction, and he also asked what the best number for sex was. He told police that he was shopping for a mattress for his RV. So he was on some fucking roadside poontang missions.
Okay, so I don't think a Sleep Number bed's going to fit in an RV. I think there's special beds for that, probably like a twin size bed. I feel like he took it too far when he asked what the best number for sex is.
Yeah, because you were with him. You were with him.
Yeah.
Benefit of the doubt.
It's a sleep number bed, not a sex number bed. So it's like no number, whatever number you sleep on, I guess. Because at first I'm listening to this and I'm like, I wouldn't call the cops.
This is just old man shit.
Yeah. I was like, I would just be like, all right.
You're so funny because when someone's obviously doing something, you're like, oh, it's fine. But then like someone's like, oh, he attacked me. He raped me. You're like, bitch, you lying. You're like, blame the fucking victim when shit's legit. But then when someone's blatantly doing something, you're like, well, I don't know.
That 75-year-old man ain't gonna rape her in a Sleep Number store.
Fucking bite.
He just forgot to put on underwear and his dick was out.
Well, it says, according to the authorities, indictment was elevated to a felony because he was convicted of open and gross lewdness for similar conduct in a case in 93.
Oh, gotcha.
He did this shit fucking 30 years ago.
Must have worked. He didn't do it again for the 30 years.
Maybe he did it back in 93. He did that shit and it worked. And he fucking married the goddamn the sales bitch from the store. And now they just got divorced. So he's like
dead because they
or died or something. So now he's single again. And he's like, that's his move. Like he's got the one move. Like what's he gonna do? I want to meet a chick.
Maybe he's got a fucking hog.
Maybe he just can't help it from hanging out.
True.
You know. I mean,
well, now everything's gravity.
Now everything is gravity. It says if he's convicted of the new charge, he faces 3 to 7 years in prison. So at 75, man. 3 to 7 years in prison, man. Like might that's well might as well be life. Yeah,
that sucks.
That sucks for him.
And you shouldn't have your dick out.
I mean, you should always have your dick out.
No, not in public.
Next one I got for you is a short video, and it's a short story, so it's a nice little way to end. Broward County, Florida man tries flirting with a gorgeous judge during his virtual court hearing.
Oh, perfect.
Now, this is fun. This is fun in and of itself just to see a virtual court hearing, because I had no idea that like they weren't seeing inmates like in court, but I guess right. There is no court, so it looks like he's on like, well, here, I'll just show you. He's on like this shitty fucking green screen and shit.
It's funny that you pull this up considering I have jury duty.
I'm so jealous of you too. I'm so jealous. Talk about that, dude.
I got a summons in the mail. So, I gotta go March 11th.
Last time you went, you came back with stories, like great fucking stories, dude. Like this old man was like fucking hiding in the closet and beat up his wife, beat up his girlfriend or something.
Yeah, she says he did, but the daughter's the one that made her call the police. Yeah, so, she's pretty.
So yeah, she is very pretty. So here's the video. What is her name? South Florida judge Tabitha Blackman.
Demetrius Lewis on page 26.
Look at this.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
All right, I'm good.
Hey,
sir.
Girl, how you doing?
Judge, you are so gorgeous, the judge. I just have to tell you, you're gorgeous.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. All right, Mr. Lewis, flattery will get you everywhere. But maybe not here.
Sport.
The court finds probable cause on count one, burglary, occupied dwelling, unarmed. Count two, possession of MDMA ecstasy. And first looks to the state.
Damn, she flipped it. Look how she was smiling. Crimes. Look how she fucking flipped right back to fucking, right back to business, dude. How about that shitty green screen if you got to go see a judge, dude? It looked like he just stepped out. You remember that music video? Hey, I'm going to take you to the movies. Remember that, dude? Like,
yeah.
That fucking song we played. Fucking shorty, I'm gonna take you to the movie, shorty. Dude, that looked just like that shit. It looked like he was about to fucking start breaking into song.
It's funny that they make the background like the sheriff's star or whatever,
and he's got to step out of that shitty green screen, dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
just put him in next to a wall like she is, you know.
It's crazy that they're even doing it like that.
People gotta get sentenced, I guess.
I mean, crime's still happening, right?
Still gotta pay.
What the fuck does it say? Oh shit. He got high on ecstasy and tried to break into someone's house.
I think that's normal.
Suspect accused of trying to break into a home while a woman, 3 children. Oh, shit. Doorbell. Doorbell camera stopped the break-in. I was thinking about getting rings.
I want to get a new door. Mm-hmm. I want to get...
I do that, too.
There's a lot of things that I want to do. I want to do a lot of things.
Speaking of a lot of things, this is Saturday. We got chores to do. My wife bought me a Leaf vacuum, so I'm going to go give that a try. That is the pinnacle of white privilege. I got a vacuum for my front yard, so I'm going to go out and I'm going to flex my fucking my old man privilege and vacuum my leaves. This has been another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. If you're a new listener, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for having breakfast with us today.
Yeah.
Please go and subscribe on all the major platforms. We're available everywhere. You know that. You click the play button. If you would like to leave us a rating and review, that's fun. Even when they're bad, we like to talk about them for weeks and weeks on end. Do that. Follow us on social media at HTNOS. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Interact with us. Give us follow. Like the posts. All that good shit. We're out there. Call in the hotline. It's not just for our friends. 813-773-5706. That's about it.
All right.
We're also members of this little podcast network called the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Mm-hmm. It's shows like Simmons and Moore, The Plunge, The Hood Diner, Failing Hollywood, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, and newest members, The Untrained Eye, as well as Creatures of the Night. We got a great episode of Creatures of the Night planned for about a month. I'm super excited about
Yay!
It. We're getting back on track with that now, getting new recordings and things going. So it's new year. We're refocusing everything. Everything's happening. And we hope that you come along with us. I am the real Wutzke everywhere.
I'm the worst.
Everywhere.
I'm the Duchess Wutzke.
And we're the Hashtag No Offense Show.
Hey, Tom Brady. You better praise God or I'm a shooting. That's on God. I ain't playing by my Lord and Savior. I'm on my job. If you ain't a Christian, I'm going to stab you in the face. If it ain't about Jesus, I'm going to hit you with this cane.
Jesus is the one.
Hell yeah, praise Jesus Christ, nigga. Free Palestine, free TK. It's the trap game, Abraham Lincoln, 416 bars ago. R.I.P. Betty White, she ain't dead before when she died, cause I know it's coming up.
Oh, kidding.
Hey, little bitch, how you not gonna fuck on a real nigga? Yeah, I'm getting paid, still late on my bills, nigga. Yo, bitch, at my crib, I just let her charge the iPhone. Ask me if these diamonds, nah, bitch, these some rhinestones. Armpit musty, Reebok's dusty. My show got canceled, cause white folks don't trust me. Now I'm in the strip club with glue on the bottom of my shoe, nigga. That's how I'm due. Hey, I'm stealing money from these bitches. I'm hitting licks year-round like it's Christmas. I got addictions. I take the condom off and drug my nut, it's delicious. I wanna get a whip and crash it in the white on businesses. Hey, hey, nah, hold on, I got this hook. Hey, 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 hey. I'ma dip my balls into some $1,000 dressing. Cause I got depression. I'ma avoid my taxes, then I'ma get arrested. Cause I got depression. I'ma rob my mama and I'ma spend the money on an old Chevy. Cause I got depression. Everybody know, nigga, you need to learn your fucking lesson. Nigga, I got depression. Hey, shout out mental illness. Shout out mental illness. Dude, if you got a mental illness, like, fucking turn up, dude. Like, seriously, dude. Like, whatever the fuck you got going on, dude, fucking, you're medicated, you're not medicated, dude. Like, seriously, fucking, bro, I put my dick in a bag of Doritos and made this nigga bitch suck the dust off the tip.